Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ciao bello, come stai? Welcome to another exciting edition of About the Beautiful. The Bad the Beautiful.
You ever been to Italy?
No.
Italy?
Never.
Italy? No. Italy? Also no.
No. Is that a real place?
It's a restaurant called Italy. Which, listen, gotta give it up for the branding.
Authentic Italiano cuisine.
Yeah. There's this fierce episode of The Office where Michael goes to New York and he's like, I try to get an authentic New York slice. And it shows him in Sbarro.
Well, I mean, do you care about that stuff?
About Sbarro? Deeply. When I worked at the mall, oh my God, the pizza, the baked ziti.
No, not pasta at the mall.
Yeah, oh,
no,
honey.
No pasta at the mall.
Honey.
It comes from a freeze.
Noodles that were cooked yesterday, live.
Well, noodles that were not only cooked yesterday, but 50 miles away.
Well.
Shipped in.
It's, but then the digestive process has already started. Yeah. Straight from Hinckley. Yeah. Oh my God.
We had that linguine shipped in right from Hinckley.
Yeah. Who had her cervix removed, who was also 12. You want their diseases?
Oh my God. Erin Brockovincellini. She could be the comeback, but for mall Italian food.
She's exactly Erin Brockovich with an Italian mustache and a mall outfit.
Oh. Where is the producer money?
They're called boobs, Ed. When I was on Drag Race All Stars, I had to do Sharon Frockovich.
Oh, that's right.
And I had never seen the movie, and I had to watch it. I had to watch it.
They let you watch it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
When did they let you watch it? My best drag friend's, squirrel friend's, bridesmaid's wedding party. It was like a parody of an Oscar movie.
Oh, I see.
So we had to watch The Help.
I don't know if I saw this.
The Queen.
Oh.
Black Swan, La La Land.
What? When?
We had to watch all these Oscar movies the weekend before. So I had to watch like six Oscar movies of the weekend. The Queen.
Nothing else to do. Oh my God.
I'm sure she's a lovely woman. Whatever.
Yeah.
Mary.
Anybody got time for that? Anybody got time for that? Nobody has time for that.
Dino DNA.
Would you?
I would sooner watch a mega clip of them removing dino DNA from mosquito in Amber.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. Do you want to tell the audience about your biking?
Oh my God, I do. Sorry, dear audience, I am sweating the house down boots Versace realness because I am the proud new owner of an electric bike.
Give it up, Chit.
Electric bike,
which I have to tell you, I was a little, perhaps rightly so, cautious of the maiden voyage, which was yesterday, because the thing is like 4,000 pounds.
Wait a minute, that thing's been sitting in your house for weeks.
It's been sitting in my house. I've been kissing it. in dusting it.
I know, but every time I've come over and you go, it's fierce. And you hadn't ridden it yet?
No. I have ridden it, a version of it, before. That's what prompted me to buy the bike. So I went to Jason's, to my trainer's house yesterday, got lost because I was vibing.
Love it.
And I was like, oh, I'm not going to listen to headphones on the first trip because what if I die? You know what I mean? And I have AirPods in. I feel like that could be bad.
Are you kidding? So I was coming from David's this morning and I go, can you give me a ride home? He goes, I have a meeting. I said, at noon. I said, I have a meeting at 11:30. He goes, yeah, but I have to get ready for my meeting. I said, okay. Well, I guess I'll get on a bird scooter. And when the talent for your TV show dies, we'll see how good that meeting is. And then he gave me a ride.
Well, see, whatever means necessary. Do you really have to bully him into giving you a ride home?
Not always. I mean, it is like we've been dating 5 years.
Oh, so it's,
and I have to wake up and go, can you drive me home?
Yeah.
And then the killer is he'll be like, no. And then I know as soon as I leave, he drives to go get coffee. So
what's
like
the problem? It's just in Hollywood.
I know. I'm 11 minutes down the road.
But that's good though, because you have to keep some tension.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He also used to pick me up from the airport. So the veneer has rubbed off.
He picked you up from the airport?
He used to for like years.
Oh, Mary, you fuck that ride. I would leave you in the dust. His karma is way built up.
Oh, so
the airport?
He's in the deficit now.
Not only that, he could
start hitting me.
Yeah.
He hits me, but he picks me up from the airport. Honestly, a completely even.
Yeah, I mean, if he hits you for your whole year. You had it coming. Don't say that. Mary Dugan. But okay, wait.
Get you a man who can do both.
Yeah.
Meaning, pick you up, pick from the airport
and beat the shit
out of you.
Wait, he hit me, but it felt like a kiss because he left me at the airport. Or you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's a country song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He hit me every day, but it felt like a kiss because he dropped me off at the airport
at the Delta Terminal, Delta One. Delta One, let's talk about it. Let's talk about Delta One.
No. Let's talk about Emirates.
Emirates.
Let's talk about that shower in the air.
Mary, I flew Emirates from Dubai once.
Yeah.
With Fina Barbatol.
Yep.
And Brandon. Right, Brandon? Same. No, it was David Silver.
Okay.
It was David.
Did he shower? Did he shower in the air?
He didn't shower, but there's a nice club, you know? There's like a nightclub on the plane.
Yeah, there's a nightclub.
And Fina and David, the whole flight, vibing in the nightclub. Not drinking, but... Oh,
just vibing.
It was, you know, the remix of Dusty Springfield Spooky playing. It was loungy. They were just like, ugh.
Hors d'oeuvres.
But I also love on Virgin Atlantic, they have that Virgin Atlantic. You know how it's like the cool air, like the marketing?
I know what you mean.
All the flight attendants look like Kylie Minogue or Virgin Australia. They all have the bun here.
Oh, yeah. They have the low bun.
The chic low bun with the scarf.
And painted, Mary. Painted.
The amount of makeup.
Yeah.
They came from their shift at Sephora.
I know. I feel like... Ugh.
Double stack lashes.
Do you think it's necessary? Would you enforce that as the CEO?
I feel safer.
You do? Oh, because competent people who are prepared.
Yes.
That's a really good point, actually.
Do you want the flight attendant who looks like Tom Hanks in Castaway?
Clutching a volleyball? I guess I see your point. However, would you let somebody work without a full face of makeup? No.
I think that presentation does matter. And if you're making people feel safe.
Yeah.
And let's be honest.
It matters more.
A plane is a bus in the sky.
It's a hotel in the sky.
The flight attendants looking wonderful is one of the only ways to elevate the experience.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Men and women. This isn't a female. Men should have a clean haircut. You know, look good.
Makeup though?
If you have like a whitehead pimple, I think you should put some makeup on it.
Or put a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah. Or draw. Or do like.
A mole?
No, like a drawn on black heart, like Mary Marie Antoinette.
Oh, yeah, or a sticker.
Or
a face tattoo sticker.
A teardrop, perhaps.
Would you allow face tattoos on your airline?
Absolutely.
Really?
I mean, the discrimination against tattoos needs to stop.
Okay, fair. What about always tired under the eye?
That's more of a crime to me than tattoos. I'm like, I don't have an issue with the blatant... Gang-identifying paraphernalia on your neck.
Gang-identified self-mutilation.
Yeah, but your eyes look tired.
Yeah.
And your lips are chapped. The tattoo on your forehead that says, I killed someone, no issue.
The fact that you have bags and red eyes, gotta go.
Or like, we have a friend who has a neon pink tattoo that says, cunt.
Oh, is that
Amber? And, yeah.
Where is it on her body, though?
It's on her leg.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I think she would have hosiery.
Yes, she would have hosiery. She also has a thing that says slut in Russian that I encouraged her to get.
Love that.
Yeah.
I like Pride Month not Pride Month.
Hi, gay.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the flight attendants on Delta wear pink. which okay. I love.
Yeah, that's great. But I think Susan G. Komen's up to something.
She's trying to take pink away from me.
I think she's trying to, I think that she's trying to like build an empire of pink that has nothing to do with women's boobs, but more on that later.
She has to get up pretty early to beat me at the pink game.
You should be Susan G. Komen for Halloween.
Maybe I am. Honestly, it would probably get me in less trouble than some of my past costumes.
That is true.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Wait, we have to decide about a Halloween costume.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's right.
Let's do it right now.
I don't know if it's been announced, but...
What?
Our Halloween gigs.
Oh, yeah. I'm not even talking about that, though. I'm talking about... We're doing the Halloween episode.
Oh, we have to do the Halloween...
And I don't know what to be.
Mary,
I have no idea.
Do you think do you think I have a closet full of fun, spooky looks?
Well, it's not spooky, but fun. Maybe we could do like an homage to...
I was going to wear an orange swimsuit and put pumpkin face on it, like two triangles, a nose and a mouth.
So sexy. Sexy pumpkin
sexy
lady.
Pumpkin lady. And the green eyeshadow for the stem.
Oh my God. It's like the girl's like, so I want to look totally different. I want to look really, I want to go like really out of the box, but I have to be exactly like me.
And so I went into like not crazy makeup, but super dramatic, but also really simple.
Yeah.
And like huge lashes are teeny.
I don't want to look like I have makeup on. Okay, can I see a reference photo? And they pull out Megan Fox on a red carpet. I'm like,
not Megan Fox, fucking Dame Edna. They're like,
I don't want to look like a drag queen, but I want top and bottom lashes.
Yeah.
That aren't long.
You know
really
what?
Really long.
There's no crime in having a vision. There's crime in not being self-forthcoming about what that vision
is. Yeah, let's be honest about what you really want to do. You just want to look sexy and slightly more done up than you are right now.
Yes, can you just sit down on the chair and say, I know it's Halloween.
Yeah.
I just want to look really hot.
Yeah, there you
go. Give me like a porn eye and like a sexy lip.
But they don't even want that. Like they want, I want to be like a crazy, gross, kooky monster thing. So I guess maybe just blush.
They do that. I'm going to a Hollywood, like, you know.
Okay.
Give me Heidi Klum.
Yeah. Oh.
Or give me like, you know.
Or the bargain basement bin.
Yeah.
Like 5 minutes out the door. Oh, it's Halloween. Quick. You know.
I don't know what I'm going to wear. Do you have a favorite Halloween costume you've done?
I don't even remember what they are. I know last year was like a priest, cardinal, something.
It's got to be the vampire witch from the future.
Oh, yeah.
With the eyeball.
Yeah, the eyeball. Yeah, that was great.
That was a good year for me, too.
What else? Do you always do sexy?
Can't help it.
No matter what I try.
No matter what I do. I walk on a set, and I think I look spooky, and then I trip over everyone's huge cocks. They're just jutting out of the wall. Penis. Everywhere I look, there's a penis.
Where did all these hard cocks come from?
I turn to Pete. I go, we've talked about this. And
could
the
you
veins.
Put
the
away
veins.
Your hard cock.
It's purple.
I'm trip on it.
Can you at least take off the cock ring on set?
Ass. Fuck my ass. I love it.
What do you think about people wearing cock rings during the day when it's not sex?
Okay. Personally, I am not a fan of cock rings in general.
Me neither.
In fact, they turn me off. Like they actively take me out of the sexual experience.
Yeah, same. What about you, Brandon?
What is about it?
Brandon,
you like the cock ring?
Oh, he passed. Brandon has passed.
Well, you know what he does when we're doing stuff like this? He'll go in my closet and he'll close the door and he'll sit in there so he doesn't disturb the sound. He'd take phone calls. So he's in the he's in my closet on the floor.
A quiet place three.
Because he knows I'll walk in there like, we're filming.
Yeah. That's the assistant you need, mama.
I'll say that I've seen a cock with a cock ring.
What?
I've seen a cock with a cock ring. A cock? Why am I saying it like that?
Cock.
I've seen a cock.
I don't like the word used casually, like, because we don't really do that in America, I feel like.
It's also just...
It's always sexualized.
It's porn.
Yeah.
Can I see... Show me your cock.
Show me your big fat cock.
Well, you know on Pornhub...
They all say dick.
The ad on Pornhub will always be some girl fingering herself being like... You want to show me your cock? She always that word.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not dick because dick is too playful and
yeah, K-A-W-K, cock.
Cock. Show me your penis.
I guess it's the alternative is like the ill. Show me your cock.
Hey, excuse me.
I like your cock.
Hey, guy, will you show me your cock real
it's
quick?
So big, God, the head. That's the purple, huh?
Do you say that in the bed, sexy times? Cock. The word cock, or do you say dick?
Or dick.
Dick.
Put that. Cock is a little. Who am I pretending to be?
Rebecca Moore.
Right.
Yeah,
Sophie Anderson is not convincing. Like when I'm sucking dick and I try to, and I do that thing in porn where girls put their hair back and there's nothing there.
There's nothing there. She's going.
Then I'm doing a move. Moment.
Yeah. You're doing like a pitcher's thing, that code that like bum, 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 yeah. bum, bum. Wait, Sophie Anderson and Rebecca Moore as Halloween costumes.
Ooh. Kind of expensive.
No. You get balloons, right? And then
well, we
you
have
just
breastplates.
But you need big.
You don't think ours are big enough?
I don't think yours are big enough for Sophie's. Do you know how big hers are?
But I have the Dolly Parton ones.
Were
bigger.
Are they really big? I mean, they have to be huge.
They're big. They're not probably as, they're not Jimbo.
Okay.
I mean, do we have to do Jimbo?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why did she invent, when did she invent breasts?
Jimbo?
Yeah. Did you know that if you wear a breastplate online, you have to pay homage to the fact that Jimbo invented boobs?
Oh, James Mansfield. Anytime I wear a breastplate, James Mansfield.
What is that? Why do people feel compelled to do that?
Because their only reference and scope of drag is a television program.
Yes.
Talking to you.
But they don't realize. But you don't realize? You don't smell that shit in your mouth?
People weren't wearing titty plates since before any of us were born.
Mary, Tang Dynasty.
I would say that the original titty plate, Eve, the Bible.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Maybe pick a book up, you fucking cock.
Cock. Sucking dick and cock.
Okay, so I'm not going to die in this bike. I'm not going to die in this bike.
You're wearing the helmet.
I'm wearing the helmet. I have the helmet over the hat, which makes me look a bit prepared.
Okay, for anything. Yeah. You know what though? Sun in your eyes?
Seriously.
Safer.
I have glasses.
But I mean, the brim?
Yes.
Safer.
I got my little SPF. I got my glasses, but I'm just, I don't know. I'm worried because the people in LA are really, they're ornery.
You're pushing 40 on an electric bike. We're all worried.
Yeah.
Okay, the traffic's not the issue here. It's the red flag. You know what you're one step from? One of those fuckers who has those bikes where you sit down.
Oh my God, with a little flag. Yeah. With a flag in some of my favorite stickers.
Stickers
on the back.
And also not headphones, your own radio.
My own radio.
I see a bad moon rising.
My own radio with giant headphones corded into it on my lap. Trying to change the thingy, you know what I mean? Do the dial. And then there's a sticker on the back that says, how's my driving? Call 1-900. Suck dick and cock.
Suck my ass.
Suck on my dick.
If you ever got a car, would you get a vanity plate?
I would not get.
Great drag name.
Vanity. Oh, yeah.
Vanity plate.
What is her last name? Vanity Fair?
Don't know. It's Friday. The weekend. The rail may come alive.
I think it's her fair.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Great name.
Such a good name. Such a good face. Have you seen the cover of Courtney Act's book?
Gorgeous. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Courtney Act's book called Caught in the Act, which I guess incredible. You coached her into that.
I did. Yeah. She wanted to name it In Flagrante Delicto.
Are you lying?
No. I mean, I love that, but mama, this ain't
Courtney.
Clue.
We're selling books.
This ain't Clue. Yeah. I mean,
Mary.
This
isn't Intro to Latin at Cornell.
We're not a banister in the 1830s.
And who's buying this?
Yeah.
I learned something new.
What?
A non-binary, people say NB.
I just learned that too. ENBY. And I learned that the other day and I was like, I feel real stupid.
You know what's stupid? I said, what is? And then as soon as I said it, I went,
oh, Mary, I didn't get it.
I understand.
I had to look it up. And I had, even after having looked it up, I was still a bit confused. And then Andrew's like, oh, it's NB.
But that's what's great about being open-minded. We're always learning.
And we're always growing.
Growing.
Oh my God.
You know what? I feel very fortunate that I'm a cis male because we don't talk about imagine how tired we are. Having to explain to people, if you're non-binary, do you have to explain that to people every other week? Or do you just go, Mary, look it up and then walk away? Yeah,
I think like there's I mean, think about like the time you've had to explain to customs what you do for work.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
It's probably on
that
level.
Imagine that every day. And so you just, it depends on your energy level. Depends
on
your level.
Do I want to do the heavy lifting for someone?
Depends on how they look, where they have a hard cock right in front of you. You know what I mean?
Or a full pussy. I was trying to think of an engorged wet pussy. Engorged wet clit.
Tumescent clitoris.
Is a hard cock, is the equivalent of wet pussy? Right? I mean, in colloquialism.
Hard cock would be like a pulsing clit. No.
Because if you're turned on, yeah. I'm hard.
Yes.
If you turn on with a vagina.
Wet.
As a woman, a person with a vagina.
Person with a vagina. Wet. And then
we're clearing it up for people.
Yeah. Listen. Also, the fact that there's so much mystery still surrounding the female, or let's just say vagina.
Yeah.
The vulva and the clitoris and all that stuff. It's kind of dazzling.
Sometimes I worry that I'm a gay person and I still know more about it than straight men must. Right?
Well,
they don't ask. Straight men are probably like,
they don't ask, but they go down. They explore. Do you know what I mean? Like they have the experience. They dive into the cave. But
sure,
a lot of people probably still think that that you piss out of the pussy.
They do, don't they? My sister had her baby. I just have to tell you this because I asked her. I said, I've never been this close to someone who's been pregnant where I can ask.
Anything.
I mean, I used to change her diapers. So like, So I know her body as a child. So and she's always been very open about sex with me and everything. And I go, I gotta ask you, how do you feel? She's like, it was the worst pain ever. And she had a
epidural.
Yeah. And it still was horrible.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't think I could do it again.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm so proud. She's like, I didn't put my pants.
Good.
My
did she get
so
ripped
funny.
Apart?
She's like, I didn't put my pants. Oh, she was like, so like, and what? She's like, I didn't put my pants. And what, bitch? Like, she was so excited.
The TikTok dance for that, I'm sure, is pretty fierce.
Yes.
What happened?
But then I said, how's your, she said, I hope she doesn't mind I'm saying this, whatever. She was like, I did tear a little, but I guess that's normal. And I go, how bad? I said, are you going to be walking tomorrow or did your pussy hit the ground like a wet Band-Aid? And she was like, not that. And I was like, okay, good.
Like a wet sack of grapes.
Yeah.
Just.
But she did it. It's just so weird to think about.
No.
I remember when my sister was a baby. So the baby's having a baby.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's blown my mind.
And
but
then
like,
that baby might grow up to one day.
Have a baby.
What's the, was it Odelia?
Odina.
Odina. Okay.
Odina. Full head of hair.
4 inches long.
More hair than I've ever had.
Are you
born,
serious?
Yes. So much hair.
Wow.
She's Native American.
That's
father's African American. Hair is
lit,
perfect,
huge.
Flawless.
Wow,
not relatable content on this channel.
Hairline starts 1/2 inch above the eyebrow.
Pretty much. Like I saw, and I'm like, this person's 2 years old and came out
2 years old,
2 days old,
2 days old.
This person's 2 days old and came out with a full weave.
Yeah,
a yakky bundles, mama.
Yeah, 6 yakky bundles.
Myrtle
Virgin
Snow.
Virgin Remy Brazilian
bundles. Get those bundles.
You can't bundle that baby up quick enough.
It's
that baby
wild.
Came out bundled. Wow.
Bundled. I'm having babies.
Are you, she going to do the nails? You know, you got to do the ears first. You got to get the ears pierced now.
Well, we immediately talked about, she's, my sister's been on the YouTube channel, very girly girl as it is. And we were already like, we got to get the wig. Acrylics, lashes, let's do it. Like
you should get Latisse now. Because, I mean, mama, when she turns 13, it's going to be a wrap. And then you do the acrylics on those baby fingers because she ain't touching nothing.
I also have a hard time understanding. Pregnancy makes sense.
Uh-huh.
There's a baby, makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Not to be ignorant, that baby was in that person.
Wait. That baby was in that person.
I've never met the baby because it's 3 days old.
Yeah.
But I've also sat this close to her 7 months pregnant. So I guess I've been a foot from the baby. Does that mean, you know, that's absolutely the same body. I don't mean to be ignorant, but I'm gay. I don't think about having babies. So I'm just like, what?
Can you think about having something in your body that's living? I mean, you know.
I wish.
Not against your will.
Well, I've had a lot of things
my
alive in me.
Cum.
Yeah, my cock. What about several hundred million sperm?
Your dad's cummies.
We're taking a break. And we're back.
Cummies.
Daddy's cummies. What about daddy's cummies?
Your life is about to change forever.
What? Is that something
conversion
you say during sex?
Not me, Mary.
Oh, zero conversion.
Yeah. This is the act of passing on a virus such as HIV to a person who's there
willingly
or not to accept it.
Well, sometimes also ceremoniously. We're not condoning it. We're just talking about it.
No, yeah.
But some people, it's like today's the day.
I'll get health care. Do you know what I mean? Today's the day. I'll be eligible for housing.
I don't understand it. I think the only way to grasp it and move on is to say one of those like colloquialisms like, well, takes all types.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really understand it, but.
Takes all kinds. Yeah.
I also
some
don't
people
have
like
tattoos.
Peanut butter. Others like to catch AIDS.
Do you remember we're on some kind of press tour where I said, you know, you can have chili or chili with noodles. And I don't know what I was saying.
We were doing press for, and you said, I am so curious about that moment. That
I don't
was a
know
really
what
great
I was
moment.
Saying.
You can have chili or you can have it with noodles.
Listen, I'm trying for sound bites. They're not always successful.
You could have one lunch or you could have six or seven.
You could go to five or six stores or
you could go
just
to
one.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the elephant in the room, which is this fat fucking air conditioner.
This hot, this fucking sexy, fat, thick, viscous gel.
Yes.
Hot, snappy, fucking freezing cold air.
I am getting
got you together.
Tentacle porn.
She got you together.
Sexualized by this air conditioning.
Yeah. I want to like, that's the duct or the vent.
It's one of many.
You know what I want to do. I'm going to get on a ladder. I want to suction cut my asshole to that fucking grate and then just suck up all that cold air.
It's
suck it
so
all
sickening. It's so sickening.
It's fabulous.
They'd be like, how did Trixie die? That idiot plugged in 12 window units and didn't ventilate the room and died.
Carbon monoxide. Yeah.
And she loved every minute of it.
She died doing what she loved.
I love air conditioning. I got to tell you, the mix of being a Californian now and a drag queen.
Oh, yeah.
Air conditioning matters to me more than the company I keep.
Oh, Mary. It starts air conditioning, then air, then food, water, and so on and so forth.
Yeah. Oh, I got to say something. I went to a makeup event last night. Okay. ColourPop launched
the
Power
Drag.
Uh-huh. Oh. Powerpuff Girl Collection with ColourPop. And I was already in drag filming with Eureka, so I said, it's down the street. I'll go. I'll take a free drink, come home. And I love ColourPop.
And you
love
get goodies,
them.
Right?
Got goodies,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
And I go there, and who's there but Miss Gina Gum? Love it. She's on the patio.
What is she
doing? But I have to tell you, it's a makeup event at 5:30 p.m. on a patio in the summer in Los Angeles.
Oh, no.
So everybody's there in makeup looks and wigs, and
melting,
we're like...
Melting.
So I love ColourPop, but indoor next time, please.
Yeah.
But there's free drinks, which I love. Yeah. And then Miss Gina Gum comes up, and it's a Powerpuff event. She's in a blue, suggestion of a dress.
A swatch of
scraps
fabric
tied together by, you know, two pinwheels and some floss. Yeah. And she comes up, and she's in two pigtails, and she goes, Trix. Because, you know, we go way back, like pre-Drag Race. She goes, Trix.
That's right. You do,
And we were talking about management. We were talking about how a lot of the newer girls don't have managers.
Yeah.
And a lot of the...
We're good ones, yeah.
Yeah. And she goes, at this point, Trix, the dolls are the dolls. Which I think means, like, I don't know what she meant, but I get
you
what
don't know,
she meant.
I do. It's like you're either a doll now or you're never going to be a doll. You know what I mean? Like, that's
the dolls
it.
Are the dolls.
Yeah.
And then she doesn't drink, but they're serving alcoholic drinks with boba.
Oh, so she goes,
is that boba? And she goes and gets a non-alcoholic boba and kills it. And I was like, how's the boba? She was like, it's good. Yeah, it's and she's good. In the cutest little purse, an acrylic bag that has nothing but a selfie light in it. A purse with a selfie light. Just Gia is everything you want her to be.
Yeah, when she came to my birthday party, she had her own like photo shoot right by the DJ booth, and she was like, latex done, flawless, and then just tuned out the whole room. You know, it was like, I love that. I love that kind of like that that power. I could never do that. Always too self-conscious, but she just does like, oh no, no.
Yeah, it's fierce.
That. Yeah.
She's so fantastic. Then Gia, she did a couple other things which I love. She goes, the dolls.
At this point, the dolls are the dolls.
So then she's going to the
Pretty Little Things.
She's going to that event afterward. Mm-hmm. And so she's downstairs. We're downstairs in the lobby and we're waiting for the car.
Okay.
And she's going, she's taking selfies. She's got people are walking by trying to get in the restaurant and she's stopping traffic to like take pictures. Yeah. And then the girl at the reception goes, I'm really sorry. My manager's here. So I am probably gonna have to ask you guys to leave. And I couldn't help but think, by the way, transphobia. Just cause she's she's dressed provocatively taking photos doesn't mean she's
a whore.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean she's a whore.
Hello. I was just like, And then Gia goes, it's okay, doll. I've been kicked out of places before. And then I loved it.
I mean, unshakable. And then, unflappable.
But then get into this. I go, Gia, she looked gorgeous, of course. I go, you look amazing. Uh-huh. She goes, doll, I came here yesterday thinking the event was yesterday. I read the flyer to RSVP yesterday. And so I came in this look.
She did a dry run.
She came in and no one was there. And she was like, I'm here for the makeup event. And they were like, what? So she's there in like basically.
Well, that's fierce though.
A club dress and full drag makeup. And they were like, what are you here for?
We're not doing that. think about like the girls, the dolls, usually late. That's a day early.
A day early.
That's pretty fierce.
She's more punctual, honestly.
Yeah. Did a dry run.
I know. I just thought it was so funny because I'm like, and you know what, Gia, that's why you don't work in scheduling. And that's okay.
Yeah. Well, that's why we don't have Gina Gumm in logistics. We have her on the main stage.
I know. My God. I love Gina Gumm because every time I see her, I get some kind of little story like that, little nugget.
A nugget or like a really perfect poetic encapsulation of like.
It's like a tableau. Lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
Like a theater. She doesn't really want to break the fourth wall.
I don't think there's any walls in the Gina Gumm experience. It's a wall-less venture.
And then she goes, so Trix. How can the doll get on the PR list?
Wait, for your makeup company?
Yes. And I said, well, you just got on it, sis. Yeah. Just cornered me at the party and, you know, reminded me.
Shame me.
Yes.
That's so funny. I mean, she's like, I think that she sort of lives her life as if it's always being videotaped. Does that make sense?
You know? Of course.
And even in private little moments like that, often like you'll find these like things where like, is there a camera here? Because this is gold. Do you want me to hit the thingy?
Yeah, start that and stop it again.
Should be going?
It's going.
Okay. Cool.
I think we lost you for a couple minutes. Okay. Nobody be mad, whatever. Fine. It's probably
we'll
not
put in
a good
picture
story.
Of a pumpkin.
Love it.
Yeah. I mean, I like people know the milk and cookies thing.
Tell again, please.
Unprovoked. We were in a cab in Brazil and just me, her, and Laganja just going God knows where, probably get lunch. And she just turns to me and says,
Katya, do you believe in milk and cookies? And I was like,
what does it mean?
I don't know. Santa Claus? I don't know. We're not talking about Christmas. We weren't talking about anything. I believe it was just after a pretty long silence.
Uh-huh.
She broke the silence with that truth bomb.
And what did you say?
I said...
Did you just laugh?
I probably just laughed for like 20 minutes and said, I think so.
Do you believe in milk and cookies? Do you believe in milk and cookies?
There's a NYX lip color I love called Tea and Cookies, and every time I use it, I think of that.
Yeah. I mean, she was on All Stars for what, 2-3 episodes? Iconic.
Iconic. I'm sorry. Like,
and even with Farrah, like it was just great because she's so produced and Farrah is so kind of raw. But that storyline was just so
there's
fucking magnetic.
Fucking fear. There's a few things. Gina going, I was so bored after that performance.
Girl soak up that sweat on
your forehead. That also when Farrah goes like, you're insecure, and Gia goes, oh mom, I'm very secure. Are you secure?
Just like that's the perfect reality TV strategy. I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Also, well, there's room for everyone. Let's just say that. What privilege.
Everything.
Everything.
What you wanna do is not necessarily what you're gonna do.
Ah!
on the fridge.
At our management company, they're on the fridge.
What you want to eat is not necessarily what you're going to eat. In parentheses, you fat fucking bitch.
Yes, and it's helpful, and it applies to everything and nothing. Yeah. Do you believe in milk and cookies? That will pop into my head anytime. Because I don't know what it
is. Exactly. It's like one of the, it's a Zen koan. It's a riddle that's supposed to, meant to provoke enlightenment.
She's an icon.
Yeah.
I just get excited every time I see her.
I mean, she's very exciting. She's very exciting. Do you think it...
We have talked about Gia Gunn for 20 minutes. And before that, we talked about Vanity for about five. So,
are we chasers?
Oh. We're chasing the dolls. We're drag chasers.
Are we
race chasers?
Are Dolly Amorous? Dolly Amorous?
That's the other good Gia
Dolly
one.
Dolly Amorous.
When Gia was saying, is the person attracted to... drag queens, trans women, yeah, cross dressers, etc. She goes, Did he worship the dolls? I love it. Well, and I still use it.
Yeah, and it is particularly apt, worship the dolls, because often men, I would say men, or you know, anybody really, who is on that track, they're on it.
They're on to different types in. Too.
Yes, definitely. But they have a singular kind of focus when it comes to securing the bag of the doll. Do you know what I mean?
In a bag, in the trunk.
Yes. Like, they will chase you down the highway. They will stop at nothing.
They're Liam Neeson and take it or whatever. I used to leave the club and that car would pull up and tinted windows and roll the window down this much.
Yeah. Which is very helpful. Here. Oh, sure.
No. No.
Oh, since
I don't choose murder today. Thank you.
I know. Me, my dumb ass, be like, well, he sounds kind of cute.
If I wanted to roll the dice, I'd go down to Pottawatomie and play craps.
The what?
Pottawatomie Casino in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh.
Y'all
have casinos?
Oh, yeah, because it's reservation there.
Right.
So they have casinos, and it would be like Oneida, Pottawatomie, all of them. And a lot of the gays will go out, and the bar closed. They go to Pato.
We're going to Pato.
We're going to Pato. Going to lose some money. But they're going to Pato.
Do you play? Do you ever do that gamble? Mary, I'd rather just throw my money in the trash.
Mary.
Just throw it in the trash.
Or go, shop.
Whoa. Yeah.
I'd rather buy Bubbly Bounce for my fridge.
Yeah. Or shopping, you go to Bubbly Bounce? When you think of shopping.
But that's a luxury. Carbonated flavored water with caffeine in it.
Okay.
They're not giving that out at relief centers. Do you know what I mean?
I'm so glad that you're still very much salt of the earth.
Well, when I splurge, I buy bottled water. What the fuck do you buy?
I'm sorry.
A dragon?
I know. Brandon went shopping for me today and I was like, Brandon, I want to try that Bubbly Bounce.
I want to be bad.
That's me being like wild with my money.
Yeah, you are. Oh God, she's decadent. She got fizzy soda.
Well, no, I have changed a little because now I'm obsessed with Nordstrom.
Okay.
I just asked David today. I said, if we get married, can we get married at Nordstrom, at the cafe?
You don't have to get...
Can we get married at Nordstrom Cafe?
That's the trashiest thing ever. That's literally the definition of trash. You should get registered at Nordy's.
At once a day, I turn to David and I go, why don't you buy me anything from Nordstrom? And he's like, this bit you're doing is not funny.
It's not a bit.
I said, for the honeymoon, I want you to take me shopping at Nordstrom. A big one. A big Nordy's.
Would you do a Nordy's rack? No, it's got to be the...
Although I've heard good things, I've never been.
I've loved
it. Is it like TJ Maxx?
It's like an upmarket TJ Maxx.
Yeah. If you have found something good at Nordstrom, let us know in the comments or on Twitter.
Do you love Nordy's? Do you love the rack?
Yeah, the rack. If you found a good thing, well, the rack.
I love the rack, mama.
The rack.
The rack. The rack is good. It's like TGI, not TGI Fridays, TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
But
well, I read these Men's Health Magazine articles about being more European and owning far less clothing, but only nice clothing.
Yes.
Quality, so now I'm interested in being like, if you have one pair of blue jeans, you don't need four.
Well, you don't, because if you have one pair of nice blue jeans, they'll last forever.
Right.
Forever.
So I've been trying to like, if I haven't worn it, let it go. Like I have a stack of Drag Race shirts. It doesn't mean I need to keep all of them.
We're thrifting. Do you thrift? Do you pass?
I used to. Oh, giveaway?
Yeah.
Oh, we donate everything. We don't throw them away.
No. I mean, like, do you, what's it called?
Steal?
I know. What's it called? Upcycling or recycling or?
Oh, like going thrift shopping?
No, like when you, what does upcycle mean?
Upcycle means, I'm not going to throw away this planter. I'm going to turn it into a brush cup. Like you're just using it for something else.
Oh, okay.
I think, right? Is that upcycling?
Upcycling? I don't remember. But anyways,
what is upcycling?
You can like, what is it?
Okay, just says cycling. What is upcycling? It's known as a creative reuse. It's the process of transforming byproducts, waste materials, useless or unwanted products into new materials. Yeah.
Okay, upcycle. Okay, so like I upcycled my jokes into better, a new show.
If you turned your Altoids tin into a wallet, which I've done.
Well, that's the great too. Yeah, waste not, want not. But yeah, I don't like, especially boy stuff. I want to have it all in one closet.
Yeah, they were saying in Men's Health, they were saying like, live like James Bond. Like if you had to take your whole thing in a suitcase tomorrow, you could.
What would be in that suitcase for you?
Well, they were saying like you really need one dark denim and a pair of like neutral blue or green chinos.
Okay. Blue or green?
Like an olive.
Okay.
They were saying olive chinos are deceptively the most like universal type of pant.
I guess. Okay.
I don't know about chinos in general. I don't have any.
I'm not trying to do that.
But I want to get into the chinos.
Well, we're getting, I mean, I'm that age now.
Well, that's
I should have eschewed jeans altogether. Now
I'm
just wearing
bald.
Chinos. Yeah.
So chinos on me, 24-hour photo.
What?
With Robin Williams in 24-hour photo.
Is he a serial killer in that?
Yes.
I mean, I think it's like past that. It's like a step beyond. Philbert.
So you think I look worse than Robin Williams playing an old serial killer? Great. And they also said you need like a denim jacket and then like a black bomber jacket, something to wear with both.
Okay.
They said like a pair of like white sneakers, like more casual, and then a pair of like black leather sneakers because that can be dressy.
Oh, okay. But and then dress shoes as well?
I think they said one dress shoe outfit, but like yeah.
Okay.
And then they said like, you know, a few different t-shirts,
a thong.
A thong panty and a wig, a clown wig.
I have so many socks and so many underwears that I have a hard time throwing them away.
I recently had to do the purge where I went, if it doesn't have a sister sock, it's going.
Oh, well, yeah.
And for underwear, I'm 31. Some of my underwear I've had since probably college. And I was like, we got to let it go. But it was in good shape. There's no holes in it.
Are you sure?
The elastic was good.
That brown
Don't
crust.
Don't yell at me.
The brown crust.
It's not like gonna wash it.
Do you?
I'm not gonna be villainized for using it. You know what? Maybe it's a country thing. Like, use it until it's
brown and crusty.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I can't wear socks 2 days in a row, but I could wear underpants more than one day in a row.
See, that's what you just said is wrong. Me washing and keeping underwear for 10 years is not weird.
No.
Living in underwear?
No, not living. I'm saying one time. So Monday to Tuesday, it could happen. Socks could not happen. That's why I have so many socks. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, but Monday to Tuesday is one day.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Socks is one day.
I'm saying that wearing a pair of socks or a pair of underwear for 2 days in a row can only happen with underwear for me.
Yeah, I mean, out of necessity.
Yeah.
I can't put on a crunchy sock. Oh, I don't sweat at all.
No, I mean,
my feet are idling at kiddie pool.
It is hammer time.
Yeah.
Hammer
wet,
time.
Wet feet?
Wet feet, but also, here's the thing. I scrape them with the cheese grater in the shower every day, every time I shower. And they have an ability to turn over skin that I think is like, they're making up for something. Or do you know what I mean? Like,
are you an X-Men?
They're in debt. Yeah. My secret talent or my superpower is just having extremely...
Maybe we need to learn to make things out of your foot skin the way people make things out of bamboo because it grows so fast and it's renewable.
It's a natural resource. That is,
that like pretty soon I'll be like, I love that ashtray. Thank you.
Thank you.
Foot skin. Which speaking
my gay uncle's foot skin.
Which speaking of, you left American Spirits in a lighter out here and they've just been sitting here.
Well, I know. It's like planting bombs around the city.
But two people have come over and gone, are you smoking now? I said, who do you think that is? They were like, she smokes American Spirits. They were
what
like,
did you think I smoke menthol Newports?
Well, no, Newport. Like for you, that's turning a new leaf.
Oh yeah, because it is a safe cigarette.
Yeah, it's turning over. Which, by the way, turning over a new leaf,
a tobacco.
It's
leaf.
The same leaf. What does that mean?
Oh, it's because it's a different side. Turning over a new leaf. I don't know what that means.
I'm turning over a new leaf, Mary. That's the same leaf.
That's the same leaf.
Somebody on the pit stop said that, I think, and I was like, oh my God.
You're fooling yourself.
You know what else somebody said on the pit stop that blew my mind? Heidi said, everybody always says, I don't want to send her home because I want to beat the best. If you send her home, you did beat the best. Isn't that
That's
a gag?
True. Also, enough with the the what do you call it? This skittish
drag.
The, yeah, but enough with the like. I did. Be Gina Gum.
Be Naomi That's, Smalls.
Yes, be Naomi. Be ruthless. Be calculated. Most of all, be entertaining.
Mary, look her right in the eye and say, "I sent you home because I was afraid if you stayed, you would win, and I want to win."
There you go. Boom, boom, boom. Like, that's the television show everybody's trying to make. Do you know what I mean? And that's the competition you're trying to win.
Are you enjoying All Stars this season?
I'm not watching it.
You have to. Unfairly advantage, yeah. Yes.
Do you love it? I mean, listen, I'll tell you what I did. I paid $10 for Paramount Plus so that I could watch LaGanja jump from a split or jump into a split from the ceiling. And that's all I've watched so far.
Oh, the LaGanja lip sync was fucking lit.
It was great.
Lit.
I mean, it's funny that, like, you know, sorry, World Wonder, but, like, they kind of destroyed her for her black scent and her verbiage and her vocab and then proceeded to use it and mine it for jokes and laughs and content for the subsequent seasons on that show.
Yeah.
And then invited her back as if nothing had ever happened. I mean, listen.
Listen, the thoughts and feelings of Katya Zamolotchkova are not mine and do not reflect the values of Trixie Mattel LLC as a whole.
Yeah. The views expressed by this garbage person do not necessarily reflect. But you know what I mean, though? Is that, should I cut that?
No, I think LaGanja, it was like joyous seeing her on Drag Race in a way where she was like, I love myself. I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm here to do what I do extremely well.
Yeah.
Although I'll say this, Trinity was the lip syncer, right? It was against Trinity.
Trinity K. Bonet, yeah.
She gave her a fight, bitch.
She did, through that 4-inch
flipper. I would have laid down.
That.
And taken a short nap.
No, Trinity's a fabulous lip syncer, though. If anybody's, like, you know, going to go against LaGanja, it should be her.
No, I'm saying at my level, oh. I would have been like, do you need me on Spotlight?
Yeah, should I? I can collect tips for you.
Sarge, take a break. I'll work the camera.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Water, spritz. Yeah, I'll be the spritz girl.
Kind of stack of money and just throw it.
Yeah.
Didn't they ask you to come back and be a lip sync assassin?
They sure fucking did.
Tell the story.
I was in, I don't know, I think I was on tour, so I would have had to like fly and whatever. And I said, a lip sync what now? Assassin? I don't believe that I qualify for that role, having been
someone lied to her several times
of a lip sync attack many times.
Four
times. And I was like, okay, I would go if I was guaranteed to win. I don't know that they can do that or will do that. You know what I mean? I just don't want to go make a fool out of myself.
Would you ever compete again?
No, I would not.
I wouldn't either.
I would not compete again. It's not.
The dolls are the dolls. Maybe that's what Gina meant. She was a foreshadowing.
At this point.
The dolls are the dolls.
I mean, that's, you know, that is actually very, like, heavy and wise at the same time, because she's right in a way.
She is.
It's a big, deep field to compete in. And if you haven't already snatched something, good luck to you.
Yeah.
Do you agree that the dolls are
well,
the
I think everyone's like, drag's hotter than ever. I'm like, there are 45 million people in wigs right now.
Drag is good a luck concept. To you. Yeah, maybe hot, but. The drag gold mine for individual
earners. There's always
someone
skinnier and prettier than you willing to do it for free now.
And less than that. Yeah. Willing to actively conspiring against you in whatever. Yeah.
Wants you dead.
Yeah.
Well.
At this point.
Shit.
Well, the pod is the pod.
The pod is the pod. Do you want to? I know you're going to want to wrap up and have a cigarette before we work on our next book.
Yes.
I don't know if have we announced our book? Are we allowed to say?
Oh, well, it was the 1-year anniversary, apparently, of our first book.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, Bookiversary. Yeah. Yesterday,
you
the
grab
day before.
It? It's on the bookshelf. Grab it.
Sure.
Sorry, I guess I could have got up if I would have known it was going to be a presentation. The whole bookshelf comes down. Could you imagine? I get really worried about that bookshelf because it is a lot of stuff on it right now.
Earthquake, mama. Earthquake.
Yeah.
The big one.
It's spooky. Isn't it you who says we're due for the big one?
We are. It's not. It's a fact, though.
What does that mean?
So when you catalog the movement of the plates,
uh-huh,
and you kind of like predict the next kind of big one, it's going to happen.
We're due for the big
within
one.
Our lifetime. Northridge, you hear that? I'm coming.
Oh, I love Nordies.
Nordies. Yeah.
I love that picture.
I love it. I think that
it's still on sales on Amazon. New York Times bestseller, honey. Beautiful. Gorgeous.
I kind of feel like we're not given our due credit for how beautiful and amazing we look in this book.
Tell them.
I think that as the creator of this content, I feel slighted by your lack of engagement with the product.
Also, first people in wigs to have a New York Times bestseller. Everybody can eat my shit.
RuPaul, the anchor.
Dead, bald, forgotten, irrelevant.
Yeah.
Death
to all,
to
of,
all
them.
Of them.
How about that TikTok star?
Mary, this can't be, this show will become the Wendy Williams recap show.
Absolutely. The Wendy Williams apologist hour.
Does anybody know who that is? Anyway, he was murdered. What?
After 2 minutes of talking about how I don't know anything about TikTok, this guy has more TikTok followers, I don't know, Instagram, my whimsical, ridiculous, he was murdered this weekend, 19 years old.
It wasn't even funny. It was like...
It was shocking.
Oh,
I was like,
gosh.
Wendy, why did you do that? Why did you have that crazy setup?
Jeez.
Death to all.
David was, say I was talking about getting a COVID again, and I don't have COVID, but David was like, there's been zero hospitalizations from people who are vaccinated. So if you get it, it won't be that bad. And I go, death to none of them. Death to none of them. But yeah, people aren't going to the hospital for COVID if they're vaccinated.
No, they're, what are they doing? Just languishing at home?
They're sick and they're not hospitalized. They
want
recover.
The Lambda variant, the gay one, the Lambda variant. There's like, you know, the Delta. There's the Kappa.
I want Delta, but I want Sky Priority. I want priority boarding. I want Delta 1.
I want the Lambda legal variant. So I want to be gay and have all my... I want an attorney who's going to represent me in the hospital court.
Well, I guess that's the pod. Get the 40... Was it $42 or something?
Less than that. Much 28? Less. 27-ish, probably.
Let's look it up on Amazon.
But we do... if you can, buy it from the publisher and not from Amazon.
Yes, buy it from the... Oh, we also,
Jeff Bezos does not need any more money.
And pretty much every local bookstore stocks it. I've seen it everywhere. Barnes & Noble has it.
A lot of pictures in here. Beautiful ones.
Beautiful photos. Some of my favorite pictures of me ever taken are in there. Not that one. There's this one of me in the decluttering chapter where I'm covering jewelry. It's so beautiful. Albert Sanchez. I can't believe we get photographed by that person.
I can't believe it either. He's done like the greats in the Dita Von Teese's, the RuPaul's, and then he will stoop to our level.
Well, you know, I'm obsessed with Michelle Branch. I was on her Instagram the other day and she posted an old picture of her from when she was like 20. She was like, Albert Sanchez took this. And I sent it to him, be like, did you take this? He goes, yeah. I fucking love that picture. Oh, God,
so good. And this only about $14 in jewelry. To be honest.
All right. Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.